can't remember whether this was before that fight or after. I kind of think it was after, because the children were playing out on the front lawn, and I came home from work and my back was hurting pretty bad, and I went upstairs and just laid down on the bed to rest, and I heard a screech of tires and a big thud, and I was off of that bed and running down the stairs and out the front door to see which one of my children had been killed. Well, luckily, it wasn't any of my children. It was Anthony Stahl's wife was going north on B Avenue, and some Navy pilot was going east on Fifth Street, and he ran into her right at the driver's side door. It pushed that door in 22 inches, and it blew her out the other door, just like blowing a bean out of a bean shooter. And she beat the car to the curb, and she thumped her head on the curb, and then the car came by and picked her up, and when we all got out there, her head was up behind, in the fender well, behind the rear door, behind the rear tire. And some of us guys were going to lift it up, and we told Beverly to catch her head when it came down. And Beverly didn't realize how heavy the head was, because she couldn't catch it. She couldn't hold it, wasn't prepared for it, and it went on down and hit the... And then Beverly went back in the house and got a blanket we brought out there and covered it up. In a few minutes, here was the ambulance, and they loaded her in, took the blanket with her, and then we found out who it was. It was Anthony Stahl's wife. The ambulance drivers called to see if we wanted that blanket back, and after your mother had found out who it was, she said, no, just keep it. So it wasn't too long after that they got the the east-west stop signs in. So that was good too. It's 8 o'clock, and I've got to stop because my fur children will be wanting something, you know what, and I've got to go potty at even.